How do you deposit them in your heart? You got to put them in your eyes, before your eyes. Feed them in your heart. Meditate upon them. How do you meditate upon them? Out of your mouth. Let them become what you mutter throughout the day. Instead of thinking about the failures, the lies, and the deception of the devil, you walk through the day, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I'm the healed and not the sick. I'm the strong and not the weak. Amen. And you must guard what goes in your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, didn't we just read that? The mouth what? Speaketh. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So you must guard what goes into your heart so the right thing will come out of your mouth. Yeah. Proverbs 4 and 20. Moving right along. Proverbs 4 and 23 says to us. Now listen to what it says. Proverbs 4 and 23. Keep thine heart with all diligence. Do what? Keep your heart with all diligence. Be diligent about what goes in your heart. Be diligent. Don't allow anything, just anything, to get in your heart. Don't engage in just any kind and every kind of conversation. Don't just allow yourself to be involved in all kinds of stuff. Guard your heart. In the midst of people talking vile, vain, slouchy, loose, ungodly talk, there's a way to guard your heart. Anybody in the house? You do not have to let those things get in your heart. Are you listening to me? There's a way to guard your heart. Speak to yourself. While you're sitting in the midst, instead of listening to that, I give you a good example. While listening to that, instead of listening to that, just speak out of your spirit. And you don't have to make no fuss about it. Don't have to be loud about it, but you speak to yourself. Are you in the house? I'm going to give you a good example. I went to the ball game Thursday night. And my granddaughters were playing. Brother George said he was calling me. He hollered at me. He said he hollered. I never heard it. I had him tuned out. I was looking at the ball game. And finally, I got up to move. Then he waved the hand. I looked up and saw it. He said, man, I've been hollering at you ever since you. I said, I never heard you. You can tune the devil out. What you want to do is, are y'all in the house? Can I teach just a little bit before I close? What you want to do is put the word in your heart. That what's in your heart speak louder than what the devil is shouting out here. You want to put the word in that you become more convinced of what God is saying is the absolute truth than what you feel or what you're hearing out here. Are you hearing me? So he said, now notice what he said, keep your heart with all diligence. Why? For out of it are the issues of life. I like to say it like this, out of your heart come the forces of life. There's a force come out of your heart when you put the word in, is greater than any force that can ever come against you. And that's why you want to put the word in and guard your heart, because what you put in your heart will produce. So if you want junk, put some junk in. Junk in, junk out. Poverty minded, poverty living. Sick minded, sick living. Confusion and fussing and fighting, put it in. That's what's going to come out. Fussing and fighting, arguing. Why do you think people do what they do? Tragedy, terrible thing. But why did you think that man did what he did? It came out of him. He let the devil in his heart. How can you do that? Because he didn't guard his heart. And he was convinced that he could get a gun, go around and shoot anybody he wanted to because he was upset with them. Words are important, my friends. And so many of us have taken them lightly. And then that's why we are stuck where we are. But you can unstick yourself. We got some bulldozers and tractors can pull you out. Got some big crane can lift you out of it. In the word. Hallelujah. Are y'all hearing me? Keep your heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues or forces of life. You want to keep your heart so your heart will receive and fill your heart with what God say, what God have said in his word, so it become your saying. Hello? Psalm 143, can y'all get that one up? Psalm 143, excuse me, Psalm 141 and verse 3. Psalm 141 and verse 3. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 143, verse 141 and verse 3, set a watch. See, this is what the psalmist said. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Make me mindful of what I am saying. Watch my mouth. Help me to be aware. I don't talk loose talk. I learn to talk the language of the truth. The word of God that tells me that I am who he says I am. I talk what he says in the midst of things, problem. People sometimes, a little problem show up and they just fall all to pieces. But you got to get yourself, because we're living in troublesome times. We're living in times of testers and trials. We're living in time where we see the enemy sticking his ugly head up, but we don't have to fret. Nor do we have to be upset. Why? Because we already know. And that's what we put in us, what we know. Greater is he that's where. I cannot be overcome because I got the overcomer in me. Hallelujah. So how do I keep him? I watch what I say. Lord, and the Lord will help you because he sent us a helper, didn't he? Then he said, I'll send you a helper. So help me, Lord, set a watch. That's what the psalmist said. Well, I want you to know he's here. Hallelujah. Now let's look at these two verses together again. Matthew 11, 23 and Romans 10, 9. Let's look at these together. Let's look at something. Mark says in 11:23, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall do what? Say. That whosoever shall say. That's what Mark said, right? Romans 10 and 9 said that if thou shalt say with thy mouth, if thou shalt confess, if I confess, my confession have to be a saying. If I'm not confessing nothing, I'm not saying nothing.